members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning. And once again, apologize for the delay. We now welcome into the call the head coach of the Northeastern Huskies, Bill Cohen. Good morning, Coach Cohen.
Morning, everyone.
A great way to finish the season for you guys, a couple of wins, 80-76 over Pat's Towson team, and then 81-59 down at Elon, which clinched a share of the CAA regular season title, the third in 6 years for your team. Talk about what it meant to win that share of the title and what you guys did well in the two games last week.
Yeah, I thought we played just well enough to win both games. Both games were really competitive. But, you know, at the end of the day, looking back at the body of work over the course of the year for our group, I was really, really proud of their accomplishment. It's very, very hard to win a share of a conference title. I don't care what conference you're playing, but particularly when you're playing in one as competitive as the CAA. Our group kind of hung together all year and got a little bit better each and every day and came to practice with a positive attitude. So as a coach, that makes you very proud, and was happy to be able on the last day, last game of the year, to be able to count ourselves as champions.
Seven game win streak to close the regular season. Is there one or two things that you can put your finger on that's been the key to that? And how much momentum and confidence do you feel like your group's playing with right now?
Yeah, I think we're at playing with some confidence, but certainly we've been tested in every one of those games and had to make a play. In each and one of those, every one of those games, to earn the victory. So there have been no blowouts or anything like that. We've been playing competitive basketball, but we also realize that we need to play at an even greater level if we're hoping to win the CAA tournament.
Sean Osias. Certainly a big week for you on a couple of fronts. On Thursday night's game against Towson, career high 24 points and 17 rebounds, and then down at Elon, 13 points, and then doing what he has done better than anybody in the CAA this year, which is make steals, six of them in the game at Elon. Talk about the week that he had last week and what makes him so good defensively.
Yeah, Sean's just a special young man. He's very serious-minded, is an extremely hard worker, very focused on his goals. And he came into this year, spent the whole summer up here, both summer sessions, just kind of working on his game. He had an outstanding freshman year for us and kind of tailed off at the end by his standards, and he wasn't happy with that, so he recommitted himself. And I just think he's had a wonderful year for us on both ends of the ball, but his major impact has been on the defensive end, which, it's to get that buy-in, for him to embrace that role, to go out night in and night out and play the other team's best player, and give the level of effort that he's given throughout the season and be as consistent as he's been, it just speaks a lot to his work ethic and his character.
We're here with Northeastern head coach Bill Cohen. If you have a question for Coach Cohen this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. I know coaches talk all the time about how vital it is to have a veteran and a quality point guard come tournament time, and you certainly have one of the best in the conference in Vasip Pusica. Just talk about the week that he had and how nice it is to have him sort of leading your team here down the stretch.
Yeah, he's been a perfect fit for our program. He's come in seamlessly, had a great year in residence last year where he got himself in better shape. He learned our system, learned the reads, and throughout the year I think he's earned the trust of his teammates and the coaching staff, and time and time again he steps up and makes big plays either at end of games or end of shot clocks. He's got tremendous confidence. He's a very experienced and accomplished player. So I think that's, you start with that. I mean, he's able to get the most out of the talent that surrounds him. He makes the game easier for his teammates, and that's a luxury to have as a coach.
Got a bunch of questions in queue if you'll get those for us, Ella. Ella, can you open up the line of Andrew Dowdy for us, please?
Andy?
Media members, ask questions. We'll get to your questions here momentarily. Ella, if you can open up the line of Andrew Dowdy, please.
Andrew Dowdy's line is open.
Good morning, Chris. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Thanks for taking some time this morning. You know, Rob mentioned that seven-game winning streak, kind of the role that you guys are on. And, you know, obviously had to be a really fun time for you guys on Saturday, but now you have the week layoff. You know, how do you keep your guys focused despite that layoff, making sure that, you know, everyone keeps their minds right and they're ready to roll next weekend?
Yeah, excellent question. And we talk about that as a staff constantly, rest versus rust. Just trying to figure out how hard you're going, how you want to stay sharp, you're playing good basketball, you want to keep it going. You got this kind of work to the week to, you know, work on some things and focus. But, you know, we're just relying on the character of our group. Arriving home from the Elon game, they know they have their sights set on bigger things. They were great in practice yesterday. We just want to keep it short and sharp in practice and make sure we're working on the fundamentals, because that's what ultimately wins games, and, you know, try to be true to our identity and get a little bit better each and every day. And, you know, hopefully that's a formula that will work for us next week.
Now, do you see any similarities? You're in a similar situation, you know, 3 years ago, having, I think it was also a 6 or 7 day layoff between the regular season and the CAA tournament, which ended up winning. You don't have a whole lot of guys that actually, now that I think about it, Devin might be the only guy that was on that team then. Do you see any similarities between the two situations? Do you kind of reference that team back then, even though most of the guys weren't around then?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, it's all about the mindset going in. I think we always tell our guys there's three portions to the season. There's the non-conference schedule where you're trying to, you know, forge your identity, and then the conference schedule, and you're basically playing for a regular season championship and seeding within the tournament. And then there's a totally different mindset once you get to tournament play, and it's one and done. And in my my estimation, I think you got to be focused and loose at the same time. You can't go into tournament play being tight or being afraid of making mistakes. You have to play confidently. You have to trust each other. You have to trust yourself. Everybody has to be on the same page, and you got to have fun with it, because it's a lifetime experience. And, you know, we're hoping to get to that level and to that mindset.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate the time.
Sure.
Ella, can you open the line of Brian Mull, please?
Brian Mull's line is open.
Okay. Good morning, Bill. Just kind of following up on Andrew's question, the your philosophy about how to handle tournament week, has that kind of evolved as you've been a head coach and over the last decade and kind of through a little bit of trial and error?
Yes, absolutely. And you're hoping to kind of rely on that. Sometimes I think you can again, I think you first thing you want to go in healthy. So if you have any nagging injuries, you got to kind of get that shored up, in order to win 3 or 4 games in the same amount of days. You have to be healthy. You have to have everyone available to you. Then you don't want to stray too far from what got you there and what your identity is, because that's what's going to have to carry the day, and that's what's going to give your players confidence. So we try to stick to that formula for better or worse, and just try to keep our guys sharp. They are excited already. But try to keep them focused on, what are the things that are going to produce winning at tournament time.
Thanks.
Can you open the line of Dave Johnson for us, please?
Dave Johnson's line is now open.
Oh, I'm sorry, that was a couple of coaches ago.
Sorry.
That's right.
How about the line of Matthew McCormick, please?
The line of Matthew McCormick is now open.
Hey, Coach, how's it going?
Morning, Matt.
We've talked a couple times this season about how, you know, after the PK-80, things sort of turned around after you guys lost those four straight. For you, what went into sort of that turnaround? Was there, you know, maybe a player stepped up vocally or just sort of a general, you know, action to the team? What do you feel like went into turning you guys around after that 2-4 start?
Well, first and foremost, we made a change in our starting lineup. You know, we readjusted and reallocated our assets. And I think that we got guys in the right seat, I think. And you know, it's always a challenge as a coach when you make a change like that, you hope for the better. But, you know, since that time, we've played really good basketball. And I got to credit our players for that because they embraced the new and different roles. You know, Devon was starting, and he, you know, he's a senior. He had a lot of emotional investment in being a starter and being a big part of being a starter. But he embraced coming off the bench and has been very successful and productive in that role. Bolden Brace, who was a starter all last year, into a reserve role. And he's just thrived in that, giving us energy off the bench and so on. So we made a couple of tactical adjustments, but I think we learned a lot about ourselves. When you play that level of competition, it keeps you totally accountable. And you know, sometimes you like what you learn, sometimes you don't. But we knew we had to get better. We knew we had to make adjustments, and you know, to that end, although we didn't earn any W's in that tournament, it served its purpose in terms of giving us some laser focus on what we had to address.
For sure, and then when you look at Vasa and just his development throughout the year, I guess the question is sort of, when did you realize that you had a guy who was a sort of player of the year caliber player? Was this, you know, did you know that when he was going up against TJ every day last year in practice, or did it sort of develop this season? Just sort of in your mindset when you realized that he was, you know, this legit.
Yeah, we felt he was really good last year. I mean, obviously, you know, TJ was player of the year last year, and he went head to head against them every day, and there were many times in practice that he was our best player. But you know, to go through a season, you have to, you know, for him to kind of be out there, and you have to do it. And you know, he's answered the bell night in, night out. He's shouldered the leadership role on the court. He gets everybody on the same page. He's an extension of the coaching staff that way. You know, it takes time to get on the same page. He and I have to be on the same page on how we see the game, and you know, he's done a great job of that. And then, you know, then he's just, you know, really performed at a high level. So, you know, all those things have to fall into place. But certainly, you know, based on what we saw in practice last year, based on what we saw on our trip to Canada over the summer and early practices and scrimmages, you know, we knew we had a pretty good player. But I think he's even exceeded all those expectations.
Fantastic. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.
All right, Bill, thanks as always for the time today and all season long, and we'll see you in Charleston this weekend.
Awesome. Good luck to everybody. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye. Bye.